Welcome, everyone, to Episode 6, the new version of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I'll commonly be calling it LTR 2. I really appreciate you listening to my rambling on about my running experiences, with an occasional bike session thrown in for good measure. If you've listened to my short version podcast, you know that I purchased some Softstar Runamocs, the trail version with a 5mm sole. I've run in them a couple of times, and I really do like them. And to tell you the truth, they're more comfortable than my five fingers. That just may be me, but they really do feel good. Not that I dislike my five fingers. I still run in them, too. It's just that I have more barefoot choices now. When I was a kid in Florida, I pretty much grew up barefoot, but now when I go outside barefoot, my feet are so tender that it almost makes my eyes water. So I'm really glad that I have some options for running in something other than regular running shoes now. Maybe over time I can toughen up my foot pads. I ran this evening with my daughter Laura at Lilburn Park on the Greenway Trail. It was 101 when we started running, and right now I believe it's about 99. We had a fairly good run. We didn't run fast. We chugged along doing a 30-30 for an hour. Okay, we haven't recorded for a long time, so it's time to start recording here. Uh-oh. During a run. What do you think?
I think it's hot.
So it's somewhere between 101 and 103 right now, right?
Yes. And that's why we're doing 30 and 30, which we do anyway.
A little slow.
I don't know, but I'm thinking I need to drink more water because I've gotten cramps in my legs the last two nights.
Well, you might need some electrolytes. Get some Enduralytes from Hammer. Yeah. Hammer Nutrition.
Yeah.
Those little capsules.
Oh, yeah. I should.
They work pretty good. Like on long runs, I'll take two about every half hour when it's hot.
Yeah.
Drink water.
Yeah.
They work pretty good. Could probably take three.
Before I run?
Yeah. And then every half hour.
Right.
We can run slower, you know.
I know. I don't either. I know, like I said, I came here last week and ran, and I think it was probably like 95, 94, but...
Oh, by the way, we're on the Camp Creek Greenway Trail this afternoon in the heat.
At least there's some shade on it, that's why I came here. But, I started out doing a minute and a half and 30.
What, last week?
Last week, and I switched about halfway through, like 30, because it was so hot.
Well, this whole week I've been doing 30-30, because every day that I've run has been in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot easier to go out and
chug. Do
that, yeah. At least getting a workout in.
Yeah, I mean... There's really not. I can't go in the morning because it's so. I gotta leave so early for work.
Yeah.
So, But this is a nice shaded, most for most part.
I went over to Yellow River. It was day before yesterday. And, boy, it was hot over there.
Was it?
Well, I think it was 96 when I started.
Right.
And I just did the 30-30.
Right.
And I was the only... I saw one guy on a mountain bike the whole time I was there. Huh. And that was before I started. He came down the trail and across the parking lot and back into the woods. And then I never saw him again.
Well, normally there's more people here.
And there were absolutely no cars in any of the parking lots.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I did see a deer and two fawns.
Well,
they weren't too happy to see me. One fawn took off to the right of the trail in the doe, and the other fawn took off to the left. And then the doe stopped and turned
and, said,
and looked,
you went
know,
the
like.
Wrong way.
Going, dummy, you're going the wrong way. So I guess after I went by, she went back and got him.
It is hot.
So then I started thinking about deer ticks.
Oh, deer ticks?
Yeah. Well, that's going to end up with ticks on me.
It is. The humidity is like sits on your chest.
Yeah, but it didn't, like the other day when I ran at Yellow River,
yeah.
I was completely soaked. I mean, it was bad. Let's do this little loop right here. The other day, I don't know where I was at. My run segments were like 8:30s.
Damn.
And I think I averaged about 11 and a half. Minute pace for the whole run.
Right.
Doesn't feel so bad for 100.
Mm-mm.
That's the advantage of 30-30. How you doing?
There's a few people out. He must come here every day.
Oh, you seen him?
Yeah. At least every Wednesday, or when I've come, I've seen him.
I've run an hour each day this week. I haven't even worried about time. I just...
Or distance, you mean?
Yeah, I put it on quick...
Right.
Here, on quick
workout.
Things on a time and a pace.
Right.
And I set it for an hour and a 13:30 pace.
Right.
And I use my virtual training partner.
Yeah.
And I think it was Sunday I did it. And I beat the virtual training partner. And then Monday when I ran it over at Yellow River, he trounced me.
You did?
Yeah. Because I was running on the trail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was about a tenth of a mile behind my virtual training partner at the end. So I averaged like 13:48 a mile instead of 13:30. But I really didn't care. I ran on the trail, so I knew it wasn't going to be that fast anyway.
Right. And are you going to run the Grand Prix pre-finale?
When is it?
No, I don't think it's this weekend. It's maybe next weekend.
I'll have to request off. They've been working me every Saturday and being off on Sunday.
We'll be off of the this Sunday because I'm running this Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
This a long run Sunday?
Yes, probably 8 miles.
Eight.
How much? What do you think it is going to be?
I did nine last week.
I'm not doing
And this week I'm doing intervals, 6 times a half mile.
Oh.
So that means.
So what is that? How far?
Should be 9.5 or 10.
No.
I have to look.
So what did you do Sunday? 9 miles?
Last week, yeah, 9.
Well, then this coming week is
not this Sunday. I did it Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I hear a train.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to.
Seems like every time I run over here nowadays, a train goes by.
We went tubing.
That was a short train. Either that or we're farther away from the track now. Because usually you hear it.
For a long time.
Yeah. That must have just been some engines. What about tubing? Where did you go?
Did you tube in Cherokee? Yeah, up, well, below Cherokee.
Did you go up on the Blue Ridge any?
No, we didn't. Because we thought this one tubing place was one place, and it, well, anyways, we drove around forever looking for the tubing place.
Yeah.
But.
Where'd you stay up there?
At that Fairfield Inn.
I mean, where was that?
In Cherokee.
Oh, it was in Cherokee.
Yeah. But, the last time I went up tubing was in Dahlonega.
Yeah.
And the river wasn't exactly flowing. And I thought, well, wonder if how it's going to be. And it there was a couple of rapids that were pretty decent rapids for being on a tube.
Up there in Cherokee?
Yeah.
Plenty of water up there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I hadn't done that in a long time. Since I did it in Dahlonega.
Water's cold up there.
15 years ago.
Right?
It wasn't as cold as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember going up there camping and.
I know.
Well, you get frostbite in
that
water.
But it wasn't.
You maybe you're just used to it.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Was it hot up there while you were there?
Yes, it was. I think it was like 91 or 92. Well, we had pulled the weather and it was supposed to be 78.
Yeah.
No. They were wrong.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
78 and 91.
Yeah. So.
So you didn't go any in the any of the national park or anything?
No. Nope. I wish we would have. But we didn't.
Well, when you went, did you go through Cherokee and up and past the national park?
No. Before the Cherokee.
That was before?
Yeah. We went through Franklin.
What, near Bryson City or someplace?
Yeah, we went to Bryson City.
Oh. Because
that's
that
where
ways,
we thought where the tube place was. And then
I thought there was one over there.
Well, there used to be, I guess.
I think that Nantahala Outdoor Center is over in there somewhere.
Well, we couldn't find it. So. But you could do the tubes, a two-man duck, or a raft.
Yeah.
So we did the tubes.
How many went?
Just me and Trent and the girl I work with and her husband.
Oh, I don't suppose you ran.
No. I did work my arms out tubing, though.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, so you get that from the tube.
Oh. From rubbing?
Yeah. Oh. Has it been an hour yet?
Are you kidding? It's been 13 minutes.
Oh, Lordy.
We got a long way to go. Going faster don't make the hour go by quicker.
I know. That's right.
See, only if you're running distance does that matter.
Yeah, and of course when I ran last week, I go to the water fountain dying because I didn't have any water.
Here?
Yeah, and the stupid thing was turned off.
The one right at the front of the park?
It works, yes.
Yeah, it's the only one that's open.
Why is that? You're at a park. It's summertime.
I don't know.
Why don't you have water fountains that
Maybe
work?
Maybe they're cheap. Yeah, I ran into that. I had to do a tour of the water fountains to find one that worked.
And that's crazy when it's this hot.
And the last one I went to was the one that worked.
Yep.
When I almost gave up.
Well, I went into the bathroom and got water out of the sink.
Oh.
And then I saw that one. It worked.
So. That's not the person that we passed, is it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
That is not.
Yes, it is.
How'd she get up there?
Because we went on the loop and she didn't.
Oh. I'm thinking, good grief. I thought we were going faster than that. I went by that guy over on, he was on Killian Hill. Huh. Right at where Arcado crosses.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would ride down Killian Hill during rush hour, but.
Nope.
Hardcore cyclists, it doesn't bother. I heard on the radio this morning when I was going to work that out, Swanee maybe, guy on a bicycle got hit this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never did hear any more about it, but he got hurt bad or what.
Right.
I guess he was out training early in the morning.
That's the thing, riding your bike around Atlanta, I just don't.
Well, if he had lights on.
I know, but I'm not worried about him.
Yeah.
I'm worried about all the other idiots.
The drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't pay a whole lot of attention. We need to do Bragg this next year.
Yeah, right.
They're going to start up by Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And then finish at Hartwell.
So it should be all downhill, huh?
Yeah, well, they're going to go Chattanooga, Dalton,
yeah,
Cartersville.
Yeah.
And then they may or may not go to Roswell. And then I think Winder.
Right.
And going to finish in Hartwell. Mm. They're deciding on Roswell right now, I think, because there's a lot of traffic up in that area.
Yeah. How would they cut over from Roswell?
Well, I don't know that.
They'd probably come by Pendergrass.
I think there's some cyclists that live up in that area that have some back roads that can get through there without running into a lot of traffic.
Right.
Maybe. We'll see. I was thinking about doing it because I haven't done it in
forever.
Since, let's see, I quit working for him in 2004. It was the last time I went on Bragg. Huh. I did a spring tune-up ride, I think, after that.
But right.
Not Bragg itself. And we're averaging 12:13. See, we've gone almost a mile and a half. Slow down.
Well,
see, finally, we're going faster because I got my green silence on today.
What finally, about? They're paving Stone Mountain Lilburn Road. I guess we can't complain. They're actually doing something.
Yeah, but they do it during rush hour.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah, but at least going to Stone Mountain will be a smooth ride now.
Yeah. I got off work about 1 o'clock today, and I was driving by Mountain Park Park, and Joe was parked there.
At 1 o'clock?
Yeah, a little after 1, he was piddling around at his car, and I pulled up and said, "What are you doing?" And he was soaked from head to toe.
Oh, so he must have walked.
He said, I've been walking. I said, oh, you waited until it was 100 or something.
I know. If I could get up, like tomorrow and Friday, I can get up early and run. Because I don't go so far.
Oh, you work at Boggs Road?
Well, actually, I do, but I'm working at home tomorrow.
Oh.
Because everybody's out of town.
Uh-huh.
So I'm taking that opportunity.
I see.
To work from home. So I can... I'll probably get up at... 7. 9.
This will be my third run this week. It's supposed to be an easy one because tomorrow's supposed to be intervals.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
I do.
It's supposed to be.
Well, I'm planning on going early.
I would do as early.
And I'll probably come over here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do 6 halves.
Right.
Probably warm up for a mile, maybe a mile and a half. Doing 30-30.
Yeah.
And then do 6 halves with a quarter recovery in between.
Right.
And then I probably shouldn't, but Friday I'm planning on doing a magic mile workout. It probably won't be very good after I've done intervals the day before, but it'll make me run faster for a mile, you know.
Right.
I just don't use it for a gauge of how I'm doing. Like the last one I did it...
You did it fast, didn't you?
No. I did it in the afternoon when it was about 96, and I did a run 2 minutes, walk 30 seconds, magic mile.
Oh, my God.
But I did it in like 10:14.
Right.
Running and walking, which was okay. But I figured, see, the Saturday before that was the DDY 4-miler.
Right.
And my first mile in that was an 8:56. So really, I use that for my magic mile.
Wow. Right.
And I think for the 4 miles, I averaged 9:10 pace for the whole thing.
You would have beat me.
Yep.
Oh. I am.
You am what?
Listen to my Dave Ramsey podcast last week when I ran.
That must have been exciting. How to stay out of debt while you're running.
Yep.
Comes another train. Dude, the track's pretty far off here.
Yeah. Where is the track?
I think it's over on the side of those buildings over there before you go up that hill. See, there's a tennis court over there. And then it
comes
down at this end where we get closer to the park itself.
Right.
The track's right next to the park. So,
yeah, but I thought it was like right there.
It is farther up.
No. I think it's right there.
No, maybe not.
That's a creek.
Yeah.
It's on the other side.
That's Camp Creek, apparently.
Oh. Since this is
Camp Creek Parkway, what would you think that creek's name would be?
<don't>
That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Rocket science at work here.
Hey, it's hot out.
Okay.
I got a lady at my work. She has this sign, and I need to get it that says, "The scarecrow stole my brain."
Oh.
She's a Wizard of Oz. Freak collector.
Uh-huh.
She's got everything.
See, it's getting closer right here.
Right.
See, as they merge together, the closer we get up that way.
Oh, two tracks?
Huh? No, I mean...
Oh, like
this,
the creek
this
and
trail
the...
and the track come together up there more.
Where look we're at right. Those bamboos. Do you think those are put there?
Oh, they've been there forever. Look how big they are.
Yeah, but it almost looks like they're right at this opening.
So you can see the train back there.
Yeah.
We're probably 100 yards, maybe more. So you want to do the Grand Prix finale.
Yeah, probably.
At Ainslie Mall.
Yeah.
If you go up that uphill in the first mile.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's a good race. That's a really good course. Even though it's got that hill, because you got that hill at the end, too, going down.
Right.
So your finish is downhill.
Right.
So it works out well.
Yeah. That's the guy that was smoking, and then he went to walk.
Got to purge all that smoke out of his lungs.
I guess.
This is the flattest part of the trail.
Yeah. On the bridge.
Because it's a bridge. A wooden bridge. Should have brought the camera.
I know. I almost stuck it in here, but I didn't. Because this would be a good another trail picture, and then I can make an album with all the trails.
Yeah. Got my podcast on Stitcher Radio now.
Stitcher Radio? What is that?
It's a internet radio service. So, like you can select favorites you want to listen to.
Right.
And if you're on Wi-Fi or have an iPhone or one or a BlackBerry or any of those, you can listen to it without having to download it.
When you ordered your iPhone refurbished, did you go to the Verizon place or did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and they'll do that?
What?
You just tell them you want a refurbished one?
No, they have a list of ones that are available.
Oh, okay.
But you can probably do it on Apple, too. If you go on their website.
Right.
Over on the left side, down at the bottom, they usually have refurbished stuff for sale.
Right.
And they'll have iPods, iPhones, Macs, all that stuff.
Huh.
That's how I bought my iPod Touch, was off the Apple website, refurbished.
But if I buy it off of there, I just have to make sure it's a Verizon one?
Well, yeah.
Because AT&T had
it. But you have to select when you go on there anyway.
Oh, what it is, Verizon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess we'll do this loop the other direction now. Then go across the road and run on the other part of the trail.
Yep.
On the other side of the park. Trains, helicopters. You know, trying to see if that was a news chopper.
To say how dumb they are doing construction down there.
Oh. Yeah. But that's normal for around here.
Yeah.
If they can find a rush hour to work in, they will.
Yeah.
That's the way they always do, like 85, 285,
yeah.
75. They just block everything up at rush hour, and people are all over the place. But they tell you.
I know.
So, I guess they figure.
Well, I'm still curious how this new hot lane thing's going to work.
Well, it sounds to me like everybody and their brother's getting passes, so it'll probably be a major traffic jam.
Well,
and you
I hope
be
so,
able to go on the regular road.
Yeah. But they charge anywhere from 10 cents to 99 cents, depending on how the traffic flow is.
Right.
But if you have two people, it's still supposed to be free. How do they know if you have two people?
I don't know.
So, not that I will go in it anyway. But, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be bad just to get pass in case of an emergency.
Well, I heard on the radio, they said they had just started selling those passes.
Yeah.
and they'd sold over 4,000 in Gwinnett County already or something.
Good. So, I hope they all get in that lane.
Everybody will get a pass and they'll all be in a traffic jam in that one lane.
That's good.
And the rest of 85 will be empty.
That's fine with me.
Who knows? See, I mean, it's going to end up like any other lane. When you start letting anybody in it,
yeah,
it may generate some revenue, but everybody's going to be over there, you know?
I wouldn't pay. I'd rather sit there. I'm just like...
Well, I don't think you sit there that often.
No.
How many traffic jams have you got in?
The worst traffic is when I get off of 285... on to 85,
uh-huh.
From 285
to Jimmy Carter,
to a little bit past Jimmy Carter. So 10 minutes longer, or I mean, it might save me that 10 minutes ain't worth 400 or however much you're going to pay a month to go in the lane.
And probably when you need to use it, that's when it costs more.
Yeah, that's right.
If you don't need to use it, then it's almost free.
Yeah, that's right. So is it worth it? No.
Oh. Well, we've only got 28 more minutes.
What are we averaging?
12:05.
Oh, we've speeded up.
Yeah.
It's you.
You're hardcore.
You're speeding it up.
I'm not speeding it up. I'm trying to keep up with you so I can keep the mic ahead of you.
I'll slow down.
Huh?
I said, I'll slow down.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I was fine going what we were.
So you don't even know what week you're in on your half marathon training plan.
Well, didn't I run 7 miles?
Yeah.
I ran 7 miles, so I need to
But since then, I've run 7.5 and
eight,
9.
And 9.
Because it goes from 7.5 to 9 on mine.
Oh. Well, guess I'm it.
Because I'm using Galloway's training schedules book. I'm not using the half marathon book.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I am not running much more than 10 miles. I don't care what my schedule says.
You need to sign up for...
That 14 miles last time about killed me.
You need to sign up for running ahead. Then you can put your training schedule in there.
Oh, yeah, and tells me what I'm supposed to
do. And
then
you can just go on the calendar and look.
Right.
And then
after
you've run it, you go and...
Mark it off.
Populate it, and it shows it is done.
Okay. Because on this, really, you're supposed to do 3 times a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I've been trying to do, but...
With cross training.
Right, which I do the cross training.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think tubing counts as cross training.
Boot camp does.
Well, boot camp might, but tubing doesn't.
I think it does.
Yeah, you think driving your car to work counts too?
No, I don't.
Oh. We may stop and get a drink of water.
That's
here.
That's a good idea.
If we ever get to the water fountain. See, there's the track right there.
We can go jump in that nasty
creek. See how close we are now?
Yeah. You can smell it.
I like running over here. This is a pretty good place.
I like it because it's not too hilly.
Uh-huh.
It's got shade. And there's a lot of people normally.
But it's not crowded.
Right, but it's not like super crowded.
Ah.
I really wouldn't mind signing up for one of Galloway's things, but... There's none I wouldn't mind doing. He does the one down at Ansley Mall, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. There's one out here in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, it's over at Mulberry Park.
141.
No, the one I looked into at one point was over at Mulberry.
Where's that? Little
Hog Mount up above.
Near Buford?
20, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Buford, but it's Lawrenceville, but...
That's not too far from you,
no.
Is it?
But they do it on... I need to look it up again.
They do it on the weekend.
The long run, I think, is the only day you meet.
Yeah. And that's on a Saturday or a Sunday. I don't know which. And they usually do it pretty early. Mm-hmm. And they do time groups, I think, based on your pace.
Right.
At least they used to.
Well, yeah, that's what he said down there. I heard him talking to somebody.
What was that?
3 miles.
I got 3 miles. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. We're right on time because I started mine a minute after you.
Oh.
Not a minute, but...
It will cause a traffic jam when we go across here. Oh.
They've been canceling football and stuff.
Huh?
So are we going to get run over? Is anybody going to even pay any attention to
these guys?
Well,
let's go that way.
No, I want to make this stop.
Oh, okay. Well, let's chug across then.
They need to pay attention to the sign.
You're hardcore, just like I said.
Well, that makes me nervous.
Well, they stopped.
They did, only because I was halfway in the street.
Oh.
When it says, it is the law...
that you have to stop.
That you have to stop for pedestrians at a park.
Yeah.
They should stop. I mean, I would never jump in front of somebody.
Oh,
I would make
you wouldn't.
Sure that they...
We'll run to the water fountain.
Okay.
Then I'll stop my watch. And we can get a drink if it's working.
Hopefully.
Okay. Now the test.
Yeah.
Is the water working?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it's hot as all get out.
Is it?
Yeah.
It isn't that hot. Ah, that's enough. Okay, we'll start walking. Been recording 38 minutes.
Yeah, I know, from the time we started.
Oh, we've been running 38, huh? Yep. Clever.
Now we're on the gravel.
If any of it recorded.
Oh.
Yeah, the gravel trail.
From gravel.
It would be nice if they had this running parallel to the paved one the whole way.
Yeah.
Like they do over there on the concrete.
Right.
I told Joe I was coming over here this afternoon to run with you, and he says, I won't be there.
Well, Trent has been getting up in the morning and walking.
Oh, he has. And how far is he going?
I don't know, because usually when I'm leaving, he's on his way back.
Uh-huh.
I know that he comes out of our street, turns on the next street, comes out, and then I think he may be a mile and a half. But I guess... better than nothing.
Oh, a mile and a half's pretty good for starting.
Yeah. This morning he was struggling.
We got about...
No, yesterday he was struggling. Today he was doing better.
We got about 20 minutes left. So if we run slow...
We can milk it.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe if we go out and back...
Right.
And then out and back...
And we can walk the rest of the way.
Well, maybe... Go all the way to the top on the right-hand one.
Right.
And then come back and go out on that road to Killian Hill and turn around and come back.
What?
You know how when we go out and we go to Killian Hill and run down the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Well, go straight up the trail to the end. It goes up and stops at Killian Hill.
Yep.
Then come back down and turn on that road.
Right.
And go back out to Killian Hill and turn around and come back.
Yeah, don't go on.
Then run down here and go out that way.
That's going to take longer than 20 minutes.
I don't think so.
I do.
We have slowed down a little bit. We're averaging 12, 14 now.
I think if we run up that all the way and up all that and then...
You think that'll be 20 minutes? Nah. We'll see. Spur trail, that's what we'll go on. That's what this one's called.
Over the river and through the woods.
Yep. On the bridge.
Yep.
What kind of an
animal is that? Is that an owl?
I think it is. Must have woke up early. Speak, owl. Speak, owl. It is.
I don't see it.
Huh?
I'm looking for it.
He's up pretty high. Back in there. This really hadn't been that bad of a run.
Not as bad as I thought. I thought no crud. It's 100.
Well, doing this 30-30 helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know? If we were just running... For an hour.
I think I'd be passed out.
We'd be baked in a half hour. So in the summertime, doing these run walks really work out well.
Because you can still go a distance.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't dread getting out in the heat.
Right.
I mean, you know it's going to be hot, but you know you're not going to kill yourself.
Like another one, and that's still.
That's the same one back there, I think. See, I just hate going straight up. Because after this road here, it starts going up.
Uphill.
Yeah, it goes all the way up to Little Killian Hill, but we'll do it.
Because we're tough.
Yeah. Then we won't go that way.
I don't like going that way.
You don't? See, I'm thinking they're going to cut a trail through here. See how they got that?
Yeah.
Probably loop, make a loop here.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. The only thing I can think that they're doing, because right up there where the trail ends at Killian Hill,
yeah,
only a few feet beyond there is the driveway going down into that.
Oh.
So they can just convert that driveway to the trail.
Right.
And then put a loop on the end here.
Right.
This would be a good place to do hill training right here.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Whose idea was it to come straight up?
Yours. Huh?
I think it was yours. We were gonna have to go up that other hill over there too.
Well,
we only got one hill.
This is the only hill on the whole course we've had to run, so we shouldn't complain too much.
But I'm gonna.
But you can hear the traffic getting louder and louder.
Oh my gosh.
See right here?
Oh, yeah.
That's the driveway to the quarry thing down there. But just think how good this is going to be going down. Switch sides. There. We should run the whole way down.
I know, that's...
But if we did that,
nope,
then it would...
then we'd have to go down.
That would mean we'd have to run farther. We've gone almost 4 miles. So you think it's going to take us 15 minutes to do this back down to the intersection and back out?
Well, if you want to turn down this road, we can.
No.
I don't care. We...
What we'll do is we'll just go back the way we came and
if there's extra
run time. Behind the tennis court over there.
Right.
And then just run that part of the loop we haven't run yet.
Right.
And we'll just run over there until we get our hour, which shouldn't be too long.
Much.
I mean, we ought to be pretty close anyway. I have no idea how this recording is going to come out, me holding this mic like this.
I'm going, hur. I don't either.
It'll probably fade in and out.
I know.
Sound like crap. Maybe I can boost the volume with Levelator.
Oh, Lord. You and your gadgets.
This would give me probably about 13 miles for the week so far. What's this, Wednesday?
Yep. You'll be at 30 miles this week.
No, I won't.
Okay. Saturday.
I only got 2 more runs.
I thought you're only supposed to run 3.
Yeah, you are.
You're just running more.
Yeah, I mean, but...
I mean, I'll probably end up running more this week, too, but...
Like today, you know, this is just like an easy run doing this. And that's what the other 2 I had this week were.
Right.
My 2 major runs are... Or tomorrow and the next day.
Right.
Well, tomorrow's a major one. It's the interval workout. Now, I work Saturday.
Yes,
good thing about that, though, see, is I get off at 1 or 2.
Right.
Even when I work. So,
yeah.
If I feel like it, I can always run like today.
Right.
I came home and then went to the bank. And then
did your errands.
Came back. Took a little nap.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get up at 4:30. What time you get up?
I don't get up at 4:30, but I get up at 5:15.
Oh, do you? Yeah, but I haven't been getting up at 4:30 for a long time, since I retired. And on Saturday, I have to get up at 4.
Why?
Because I work at the golf course from 6 until 2.
Oh.
Instead of 6:30.
Yeah, but see, it takes you a long time to wake up and get ready.
No, I just like to have time to piddle around, you know.
See, I don't.
I just get up and
get some coffee.
Get the coffee going.
Look on the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't have to be in a rush that way.
You're not ever in a rush.
What do you mean?
But I guess that's why you're retired, so you don't have to be in a rush.
More or less. What was that?
Four miles.
Oh.
That's what I need.
That's exercise for sure.
That's what
I
need.
A motorized...
Scooter.
Scooter. Whatever they call those things.
A skateboard with a handle on it and a motor.
Yeah. I don't get the purpose of those.
Get you there faster.
I guess.
You don't have to...
No driver's license.
...work hard
See,
to
if
do
you,
it.
If you didn't have a driver's license,
that
you'd buy one of those
idea.
And go to, ride it to work. Probably gets good gas mileage.
I know.
Gas gets more expensive. I'll get one of those to drive, go out to
stand. I know. You could.
I got my swim touring bike decked out with pedals that I can use, clipless pedals on one side or a regular street shoe on the other.
Right.
So
if it gets really bad, you can start riding your bike.
Well, I got it. Now I need to get the shifters fixed because it's not index shifting. It's right. The kind you just move.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't tighten down enough to where they'll stay.
Right.
When you put it in the gear, if you really stomp down on the pedals, sometimes it'll change gears on you. And I need to get a new set of shifters on there that'll tighten up good.
Here he comes.
Then I can ride it around.
Right.
Ride it down here to run instead of driving.
Right. He shouldn't, because he doesn't know the traffic.
Huh? Maybe he's British.
Doesn't know which side to ride his ride
Maybe
on.
Maybe British. Or...
Maybe.
I don't know if they ride on that side in Australia. They do in Japan. What's weird is when I've
they do
lived
in
Okinawa, you drive on the same side of the road as you do in the United States. At least you used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when the United States had control of it.
Right.
Back when you were born.
Yep.
But I think when we gave it back to Japan, they probably switched it back over to the Japanese side.
Right.
Because they drive on the side that they do in Britain.
Bermuda's on the wrong side of the road, too.
So is the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And maybe Jamaica, I don't know.
Oh. See, I'll
We're
be
averaging
right.
12:18 now.
Whoops, sorry.
Thank you.
You should say on your left and I would have.
On your right.
On your right, I mean.
Or on your left.
Yeah, either one.
Depends which side he wants to
go on.
Yeah. Maybe
back.
He's not a recreational cyclist. He's just a hardcore racer.
Yeah.
They don't use such terminology, probably.
He's probably going to be coming back. I think he's been doing this whole...
I thought he might be going back down Killian Hill.
Oh, maybe.
Nope, he's coming back this way.
We'll be done before the time we get back.
Think so?
Yeah.
We got what?
7 minutes.
7 minutes, six and a half.
Yeah.
That means we'll get some walking.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Well, what do you call this?
Yeah, but I want to know that I'm not going to run anymore. No, I'm
you know, they got a half marathon in Savannah in November. I wouldn't mind doing
I'd
that.
I'd rather do that.
Than what?
And that IMG or that Publix thing.
Oh, in March?
No, whatever you're doing in October.
Oh, that's Atlanta 13.1.
Yeah,
that's a good race.
I don't want to do it.
Why?
I didn't even sign up.
Huh?
I said I didn't sign up.
Oh. Well, the rock and roll half would probably be more expensive.
What?
That's
it's
what
a rock
it is.
And roll half in Savannah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so it should be a good race.
Yeah.
Because I think the rock and roll half is put on by...
Yeah, it's that whole
the guys
series.
That do Competitor magazine, and I think they do Triathlete magazine, maybe Competitor, and I think the Penguin writes for them now too. And I think he's involved in their rock and rolls.
Right.
So it might be a good one to go to.
I'm gonna look.
If I'm inspired, I might do both of them.
Here.
One's in October and one's in November.
Yeah, you'd be inspired.
Huh?
November will be funner.
Well, Savannah would be flat.
Yeah.
That's where I got my PR for the half.
Right.
Of course, most of it was on, I think all of it was on Hunter Army Air Base.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I think the whole course was on
Hunter. So, I'll bet this one's though. I bet it's down in Savannah.
Yeah, I think it starts downtown. See, and I think they changed it from Hunter because I think it went away for a while and then they
brought
it back.
Probably at 9/11.
No, I don't know. Because we're talking when I ran it down there, it was in the mid-80s. Well, not mid-80s, 83, 84, 85, in that range.
When you were a young whippersnapper?
Yep. Back when I could run faster. Back when I could average 650 for 13.1 miles.
That doesn't even sound fun.
Huh?
That doesn't even sound fun.
It didn't bother me then. I can't average 650 for 1 mile now. That's the price you pay for getting old, see?
Yeah.
But the thing is you just keep doing it. You don't quit.
Oh, the lady at work, she's having a conniption because she's got 9 years till she retires. And
yeah.
Now she's in panic mode. Today,
why?
All day she's been freaking out. Because we're doing this retirement.
Oh, and she has no money, huh?
They haven't worked. And what you should need and what you should...
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my God. So all day she's been freaking out.
See, I was doing fine until the market fell apart and everything else, because I was just getting my the money I made off my savings.
Right.
Now I'm like having to cut into the savings part of it, and that's no fun.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to do that. We'll see who lasts longest, me or my money.
Yeah. That's what the lady asked her today. She said, well, what's your life expectancy? How long do you expect to live? Carrie goes, well, a long time. She goes, well, then you better
start saving about half your pay.
Yeah.
The trouble is, see, now, even if you're saving it, you're not getting that much
return
on it.
I know.
So it doesn't build up like it used to.
That's what, and they told them in there that they needed 100% of their pay to retire. Where it used to be like 70%.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on how you want to live.
Yeah. I can live in a trailer.
See, we cut back last time we went to Disney.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
From the beach club to Port Orleans. I didn't think it was too bad. I mean,
it wasn't bad, but it wasn't the beach club.
I think the next time I go, I want to stay at the Wilderness Lodge again.
Yeah.
I haven't stayed there in a long time. It's not right on the way.
But they got buses.
But they got buses that go there.
Our time should be up. In a minute.
In about 15 seconds.
Just enough to run. 15 seconds.
Get another drink of water.
Yep.
And we'll be done.
Not quite 5 miles.
1 hour. 12:20 pace.
Maybe we wanted to do 5 miles by the time we got there.
No, that's okay.
How much for 20?
Yeah.
We didn't do too bad.
So I guess I'm going to stop this recording since we finished our run, okay?
Yes.
All right.
I really appreciate if you'd do me a favor if you'd go to iTunes and write a brief review of my podcast so I can see how I'm doing. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.